go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 146 of the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. Hey, some of us may call us, some may call us pioneers. Others call us sex symbols. My name is Jeremy, and with me are two men whose microphones are in the shape of penises.
Brendan nope. Sobchak.
Doug.
He always, every week, throws me under the bus.
Man.
Kevin Michael Klim. God, I hope your middle name is Michael.
Michael?
I don't know, right?
You know, Michael doesn't start with a W.
Kevin Michael.
Michael. Kevin Michael. Kevin.
I honestly just thought the WK was because you're really trying to be like Andrew.
Oh, dude. I wish I could.
Wait. Is it
party all the time? Is it party hard?
Is it Weston. Kevin Winkler?
Oh, my. Kevin Winkler.
Like a middle name Winkler? No.
Yeah, Kevin Winkler. Clem.
Here's a clue. You always bet on black.
Oh.
Except when you're getting when you owe the government money.
Okay, so
Wesley Snipes.
There you go.
Kevin.
So it's Kevin Wesley Snipes Clem.
Kevin. Yes.
Nailed it.
What
Blade.
About? Yeah, no wonder why you hate Blade so much.
I love Blade. I thought those movies were awesome. Those
Kevin White Clem.
White Clem. White.
Oh, Kevin Walmart Clem.
Oh.
Oh, see?
My God.
Found my purpose.
What is your middle name?
He just told us.
Oh, did he? It's not Wesley, is it?
No, it's not. I'm going to go change it now. So it won't be. What would you like?
You know what's really surprising? Based on how much you talk about how your dad's racist, I'm really surprised I didn't give you another K name. Just throw it in there.
Yeah. For...
He wasn't always racist. He just moved down south and all of a sudden became like a fucking Duck Dynasty dude.
Like, okay. It could be like Caleb with a K and a U in it. Kevin Caleb Klim.
Yeah.
What's another one?
Kristen.
Kevin Kristen Klim.
Kennedy.
Kristen really brought up my...
Kevin Ken Klim.
Kevin Ken Klim.
Kevin Ken Klim. I hate you guys. By the way. Did I say that yet? I mean, it's almost December, so I mean, I have to reach my I hate you guys quota. So
yeah, no, we're almost
for Christmas or what?
Well, just the way when he has to renew his contract.
Yep.
In January, he has to really think about it.
Speaking of guys, I know that you were looking for a raise this year.
Oh, motherfucker.
Generally, you know, we would try to give you 3%. This year, we're only going to be able to give you half a point.
I've got to split that 3% amongst three people.
We're going to fucking Clark Griswold your ass.
In fact, I'm going to give
jelly
you
of the month club.
I'm going to give you some jam.
Oh my God.
Didn't need it.
You low life motherfucking shit. Hallelujah. Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol?
He's got, that's probably one of the best rants in cinema history. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a good one. All right. So, anyways, if you like our ranting, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also leave us a nice review. You can listen to us on our mother station, the Mothership Audio Boom. And if you're on some Android device, I think it's like 18% of the population is. You can listen to us on Stitcher Radio. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And support us on Patreon, please. You can give as little as a dollar a month, and you get so much out of it. And what's so much? Like 5 minutes extra every show.
But no. That adds up over, you know, time. I mean, that was
no,
like,
you get more than that.
Like 20-minute pre-show today.
Yeah, you get some pre-show, and you get some after-show as well. lots of pre-show. We pretty much almost blow our load pre-show, so that's why the regular shows suck so much. The pre-shows are really good. So if you pay a dollar a month, you can get into that. You can even pay us $20 a month. All of your funds that you send in go towards us going to Comic-Con and paying some overhead, which we just had to do because we had to get hosting. So
Yep.
Right. So let's kick things off. It is going to be December 1st when you listen to this. That means Christmas is right around the corner. That's 1 month of Christmas movies we could be watching. So welcome right now to 8-bit Christmas. But I guess we can call it 8-bit Xmas, right?
Yeah, I think that's what we're just going
to... Yeah, yeah. Hashtag 8-bit Xmas. Yep. And each one of us get to pick a movie this time. Doug is going to take week one. Kevin's going to take week two. I'm going to take week three. Ryan's going to suggest a film for us to watch. Doug, you're up, man. What's week one? What are we going to watch this week? And he's taking...
Speaking of Clark Griswold, I'm going to take the best fucking Christmas movie I think there is.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, first one. First one. This is the first one we watch every fucking year.
All right.
First movie. So Christmas Vacation. We will be watching it this week. We'll be talking about it probably sometime on Sunday. We'll do a little review show. Make sure to check that out.
That's right. And yeah, we're going to do that. That's going to be fun. And then next week, we're going to check out Kevin's pick. Check out for the review next week. So it was pretty cool. All that's really awesome. Okay, so before we get into the show, like the news and shit, let's talk a little bit about that fucking trailer that just released, that Civil War trailer.
Woo!
Did you guys get emotional or what?
I was definitely excited. I mean, it looks amazing. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're definitely taking it in the Marvel movie universe direction, not quite the comic book direction. But I'm trusting them so far. It looks really good. I mean, they're going from... Bucky's going to play a bigger role in this one than he did in the comics. So, I mean, it's very promising. After seeing that, I'm surprised they had that much footage so far. So, I mean, they're probably ready to go.
Oh, yeah. I think they're wrapped. I think they're... Yeah, they're done like wrapping.
Months ago.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, as far as editing and post-production and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that gets down to the wire. It's why we probably didn't see a lot of graphically super heavy stuff. It's why we definitely didn't see any Spider-Man stuff. They're trying to keep that shit under wraps.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, I liked it, but I don't know if I got emotional because there's times, you know, okay, like one of the biggest things I've even seen other people on the internet say, and I have to agree with, is that, you know, Steve Rogers or whoever, he's fucking like, Bucky was my friend. Just like that. Like, fucking, that was spot on.
That was close to the impression.
But then Tony Stark was like, but I was your friend, too.
Dead on. Are we talking to Robert Downey?
What's going on?
He sure as fuck did. Right? He called that one in. But then in Avengers, Age of Ultron, right? They're not friends. They haven't really ever been friends. If anything, Stark's been a fucking dickhead to him the second he thawed him from the ice. He didn't thaw him, but, you know, the second he got thawed, he's just been kind of like, ha, 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 goody two-shoes, motherfucker. Cuss, son of a bitch, cuss. And then in the last movie, they're like, dude, we shouldn't fuck around with this stuff. And he's like, I'm going to go fuck around with this stuff anyways because I'm fucking Tony Stark. I do whatever the fuck I want, big dick and all.
It's like he's here in the room with us.
Man.
So the whole, like, where I was your friend, too, is just a bunch of shit, man. I didn't get emotional with that. I was like, you guys were not really friends. You were teammates. You put up with each other. Fucking Phil Coulson had to goddamn die so you would fucking team up. So, that's my two
sorry,
cents.
Let
that's
me
my
let cents. Me go ahead and put the tear back in my eye because I rolled one when I watched the trailer, but you bring up some great points.
I rolled one, too, man.
Oh. Yeah, I really liked it. You know, I gotta say that I probably like the Captain America films the most out of the cinematic universe because they are the most, like, I don't know, can I say this? Is the internet gonna go wild? They're the most DC.
Like, they actually kind of follow through with the consequences that actually happen in those movies?
Yeah, and they're just a darker tone and they're more serious and they actually, like... It feels like you're watching. I don't know. They're more grounded. I really like it. I really, really like. I've come to really love the Captain America films.
I can dig it. I mean, the second one was amazing, and it was like an espionage film. It was like Bond with the Marvel Universe.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I really enjoyed it too. I have also enjoyed kind of the like the offshoot movies, kind of in a way, like Guardians of the Galaxy. Fucking phenomenal. Oh, I think all of us, that was on our top five movies of last year for sure. I really enjoyed Ant-Man way more than I thought I would, especially since like its media coverage was fuck nothing. But then, I like, also Daredevil has been really good too, and obviously it's Jessica Jones. So I kind of put those all above Iron Man, definitely way above Thor, Hulk, and Avengers. I like the Avengers movies, but like
second one was meh. But the first one was fun. Second one was meh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely. And then, anyways. Yeah, I mean, I can't wait for this. I'm sure all of us can't wait for it. And you mentioned also that we, you know, last year we had a great end of year show, and that's coming up as well. So at the end of December, we're going to release a end of year show. Maybe that'll coincide with, let's see, what is it, episode 46? Fuck yeah, man. I think we're going to hit 150 and have it the end of year show.
Nice.
That'll be pretty close. So maybe. And so end of year show is coming up. We're going to run down the top fives. We're going to compare them. We're not going to talk about it beforehand. We're going to write them down and see what last year we came pretty close as to what everybody, we were kind of all on the same page there with what we thought was top five for each category.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah. I'm very interested to see what's going to fall in the top five for the three of us again.
December 28th would be episode 150.
Yeah. That's going to fucking rock.
Yeah, I mean, we've in the past taken that week in between Christmas and New Year's off, but we don't have to this year. We don't need a week off. Fuck it. We spend so much time together anyways. I think it'd be weird not to do a show 1 week, right? Seriously. I think we've hit the point where it's weird not to do a show 1 week.
I think we've reached the point where it's not, where it's weird not to hear from somebody for more than 3 hours on text message.
There was a point this morning where I was like, I think everyone died. I haven't heard from fucking anybody. Jeremy didn't say good morning. Kev didn't say, here's a picture of my dick.
Yeah, I was going to give you guys a day off.
You know, it's really strange is that his dick has the same fucking beard as his chin.
Yeah.
Like, it has its own beard, and you can't even see the dick. It's just all beard.
I really
it's
thought you were going to...
same, too.
I really thought you were going to make a short little note on how it's a little crooked to the left. Am I crooked? I mean, like a 90-degree angle.
Well, it's actually to the right. It's just the picture kind of flips it.
Oh, when you're doing a selfie, it does flip the camera.
You're right, dude. Speaking of bent dicks,
bent dicks.
Shout out to our boy Bri-Fi Podcast, who tweeted us this past week. You know, last week's show. If you haven't listened to it yet, you suck. Go listen to it. Stop this episode. Go back. We were talking about Star Wars porn. Hashtag Star Wars porn. And he tweeted out at us. It said, oh shit, I lost it. It said something along the lines of, was looking up hashtag Star Wars porn for the 8-Bit Geek and found at Star Wars porn, which is a Twitter account, and followed it for research. So then we all went and spent a good amount of time this past week on Star Wars porn. That's actually a very large part of the pre-show that you can listen. Not okay. Hold on, that sounds wrong.
Listen to us watch porn.
You can listen to us all discussing the images on that Twitter in the pre-show because we all were like, "Hey, let's go look at that again."
Did Robert Downey Jr. just come back?
He did. He just stepped in. So shout out to Bri-Fi. Thanks, man, for the porn.
For the research.
For the research. And then he sent us a sex move also. God damn it, I don't have it ready to go.
You know what I have ready to go?
I'm a piece of shit.
Let's do some misconnections.
Okay.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Oh, daddy.
Huh?
Huh? All right, we got our special guest here today, Doug's best friend, Doug's wonderful. Yep. By the way, before we get started, I just
like how the music stopped after the scratch.
I just noticed I just know I went to your Twitch stream to see how it was all set up and stuff, and it was really nice while you were chatting. I just want to point out to anyone who's watching, I have an embarrassing... This is not an STD, okay? I cut my lip shaving, and it's scabbed over because of that. Mm-hmm. Not an STD.
Uh-huh.
Continue.
Remind me not to kiss you next time.
Sean's camera shy, so in the Skype we're gonna, or in the Skype, in the on the stream we're just gonna turn that Skype call off there, so he can come out and talk.
All right, come on out, Sean. Penis.
Hey, fellas, what's up?
Hey, Sean.
I just passed fucking Robert Downey Jr. on my way in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's really short. Like 5'4", like super short. Barely. No, you know what? He's shorter than Tom Cruise. Short. Oh,
that's something.
But his dick, though, like 7 feet long, is insane.
Hmm. So, what do you got for us this week?
Oh, I got another Netflix and chill.
Ooh, can't wait. Let's hear this.
My body is average. Oh, by the way, it's Netflix and chill in Spokane, Washington this week. Traveling up there for work. My body is average. My height is 6 foot even. It's 182 centimeters for those outside of the United States of goddamn fucking America.
Okay.
My education is a bachelor's of science. My pets is a... I have a dog. I am single as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in the state of Washington. Obviously, okay, as stated before. I am also 26 this week, as far as you're concerned. Netflix, weed, and nothing but time this holiday season. Looking for someone who enjoys the simple things in life. Wink, wink. Eyebrows up, eyebrows up. I think the shortest day of the year is more significant than Christmas. Fox News is retarded. An education should be financially affordable. I love hiking with my dogs when it's warm, playing in the rain in a storm, and drinking cocoa when it's snowing.
Nice.
I'm very extroverted, super bald, and bearded.
Wait, what?
I thought I wrote I'm super bold because I just said I was extroverted, but no, apparently I'm bald and bearded. I'm 6 foot and built wide. Although I must admit I am carrying some extra weight momentarily. I can also be a very sexy beast.
Wow.
This is
So who am I looking for?
Yeah, who
well,
are you?
If you made it this far, hold on. There's two more things. You gotta be a female and be willing to have a good goddamn time. Seriousness level? I don't know. I've tried repeatedly to get a serious relationship going this year and been kicked in the head cosmically and romantically as a result. So I'm down to see where things go, but honestly, I want something more easygoing. We should both invest moderate effort and get moderate returns out of this. Hit me up if this sounds like something you can do.
Sounds
your
like a...
Sean Pennis.
Sean, I don't want to be a dick here, but it sounds a lot like you don't know anything about anything you just said, and then you just wanted to look impressive.
There was a speck on the screen, and it looked like it said you should both inyest. That's why I was super fucking confused. But no, seriously, I just want to get fucking laid. That's all that really matters. Yeah,
that was a long note just to say,
Yeah, what I'm really saying is, like, yeah, you know, I would like a long-term bitch, right? You know, like, in the end, I like a bitch I can just fuck all day, every day. But for on the DL, guys, like, I just want some of that sweet, sweet poontang.
Nice. Well, at least you're honest after the letter.
Nope, if I'm anything, I'm fucking honest. But I gotta go. RDJ wants to go hit up the clubs here in Fort Worth.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
See you guys.
All right, so I guess it's my turn. I'm going to try a little something different here.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
I hope you guys don't mind what's about to happen. I got to get into character.
Oh, shit. You know you're on cam, right?
People yeah, can see. That's fine. Hold
people
on.
See you.
Let me get into camera. Let me.
I can okay. see you.
Here
you
go.
Here we go.
Here you go. You're good. You're good. You're good.
Here we go. Was that you? Queens Village. All right, I'm athletic. I'm 5'9". I'm a fucking Gemini. Kids? Mm-mm. Nope. I'm single. And I'm from New fucking York.
That
28. Here's a little bit about me. I love the fucking outdoors. I love the beach, the city. I love going on long drives, working with my car and motorcycle, restaurants, lounges, bars. I drink the shit out of that fucking shit. Love weekend getaways, doing retarded, reckless shit every now and then. I'm well educated, and I'm a career-minded individual. My interests include photography, DSLRs, cars, bikes, movies, shows, Netflix, gym, running, and staying active. Love working out, being a fucking handyman. I love construction and gaming with a... Give me a fucking mouse, man. Love comics, Comic-Con, con-fucking-vertibles. Motorcycles, fucking kickboxing, Muay Thai, MMA, UFC, fucking computers!
Wait, fucking computers or like also
I love computers.
Alright, got it.
You should message me if you consider yourself an honest, fucking smart, loyal motherfucker. Bonus points if you're completely a sweetheart. You can get in touch with me over Kike.
Kick, what? Bro. Jesus
Whoa.
Christ.
Whoa.
No,
hey, don't fucking tell me what my
oh
fucking...
Oh, my God.
Don't...
You gotta edit that out, bro. You can't say that.
Don't fucking tell me what I can and can't do.
Oh, my God. That's like this joke I heard from one of Katie's coworkers where he called Dairy Queen Dairy Fag. You can't fucking say that. It's 2015.
I didn't know that's what that said.
It's Kick, man. It's an app.
There's no sand, Kick.
You.
He's got no sand there. Anyways, my name is Duval Kid. Or 347-470-370. Shoot me an email. Fuck. P.S. No couples. No fucking grandmas. No dudes. I don't want no lesbian couples. I don't want free massages. I don't want no be no porn star. And I definitely don't want to give you a baby. Peace. I'm out.
Wow.
So that was mine.
Wow.
I hope you guys...
Hey, we should totally hit this dude up on Kick.
I hope it wasn't too aggressive, but that's the character I felt he was bringing to the table.
Oh.
I really like that. Please no couples, grandmas.
Kevin, you want to close this thing out? Can you beat that?
No. That no, not even Walmart can beat that one.
Also, I would like to I'd like to apologize to anyone that got offended by my mispronunciation of the word kick that doesn't have a C in it.
No. Hey, you know, next time if you don't know how to say the word, just hit a brother up, man.
What is it? No, that's a... Hold on. Yeah. Okay, Kevin?
This one is Walmart.
Did you just look up what that word is? The one that you said?
It doesn't come up with anything.
Throw an E on the end of it.
This one is Walmart. Male for women.
Oh my God. Okay. My bad. I thought, okay, I apologize to every Jewish soul out there in the world.
God damn.
But in my defense, just like they'd spelt kick without a C, mine was without the E. So there you go.
How do you say things without letters in them?
The same way that they spell them without letters in them. Oh. Hey, welcome to Kick without a C.
All right. Walmart, male for women. God damn it. To the beautiful and sexy lady in Walmart today. 11-23-15, if you're digging what I'm saying. In the electronics department, you are very hot. I'm sure you know I was checking you out. Nice ass. You are wearing tight blue jeans and a brown blouse. I wanted to speak to you, but I didn't. I was with my grandson. We were both pushing a buggy, if you know what I mean. You are a brunette with a fine body and wearing heels. If by chance you see this and it makes curious, get back to me and let's talk. Can't hurt to talk, right? Name's Grandpa Jones. Velvet Jones.
Velvet Jones. Oh,
that one's for my homie Link.
Link, you asked for it, you got it.
Grandpa Velvet Jones.
We're streaming this show for the this is not the first time we've done it, but this is the new format that, you know, I set up tonight, so this is kind of new. But really funny comment from our buddy Ryan saying Jeremy is not getting a new wicker basket for Pier 1 this Christmas for that mistake.
Oh yeah, like, yeah, Ryan's Jewish.
He knows that I wasn't. I,
Ryan, you're Jewish? I was going to get you something for Christmas, but I can't now.
Now you have to get him.
Love our Lord Jesus Christ.
Now you have to get him eight fucking. Now you have to get him eight gifts.
Nope. Ain't happening. Mm-hmm. I ain't no Jew. I don't celebrate Hanukkah. Oh, that's terrible. I'm just as bad as.
We're just digging deeper tonight, boys.
Well, now we know the title.
Even, you and I, we're now even.
This is why we can't do things live.
Listen, sorry. All I know is that the title of this show is probably I Ain't No Jew.
I think it can't be.
No. No.
So two Jews walk in a dairy fag.
That's the show name right there. Because we're just gonna offend everyone this holiday season. Uh-huh. You know what? We're not gonna have like fucking decorations on our cup.
Okay. So, anyways, have you guys seen anything this weekend?
Yeah.
I can't. God, I'm not over it yet. Hold on. Get back to me.
I watched Jessica Jones, but that's not a movie. So I'm on the first episode. I finished the first episode of that, and it's fantastic.
It's super solid, man.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
Oh. Did anyone go see Creed?
No, but I've heard really good things about it.
I have too. I've heard now that I need to go see it. I've been told that it's one of, you know, people's favorite films of the year.
Yeah, well, what I've heard, okay, 8.7 on IMDb. It's got an 82 out of 100 on Metacritic, or its Metascore. That's fucking nuts.
Good.
Wow. For a spin-off sequel sort of thing going on, right? Like, that's crazy.
And it's what's really kind of crazy though is that it only opened third.
Yeah, but I mean, look what it went against. I mean, even though in its second week, fucking Hunger Games, man.
Yeah.
Unstoppable.
Still made, it's made, Hunger Games made $51.6
million. Yeah.
In its
just
second
weekend,
week.
Yeah.
It's almost hit the 200 million domestic number.
It's almost at that 2 mil. Oh, getting close to that 2 mil.
2 million, man. Hopefully you'll get up there, Hunger Games.
Did you guys see the Scott Stapp thing about Creed?
Yeah,
he did a movie review on Creed.
It was a Funny or Die. So yeah. Obviously, it shouldn't be taken serious. Although Fallon did a little bit on it. Also, he did like thank you notes the Friday it came out, and they were making jokes like, "Oh, is that it's about the band, right?" And I think what did it say? It said something about like is thank you note like thanks Creed for allowing us to welcome Stallone back to the Rocky franchise with our arms wide open, and then he was like,
"God damn it!"
Fucking so Creed. Funny. It's one of those bands where they sold 200 million albums, and yet nobody admitted that they bought it.
Hey, I'll admit it. I bought it, but I was also like really impressionable and like 10.
I bought it, Kevin.
I bought it. I listened to like that one or two songs that was a hit, and then I was like, "God, I'm done. I'm good."
Kevin, did you buy it?
Fuck no.
Of course
no,
not.
I wasn't into that.
Nah, he's into that punk rock shit, man. Not
well,
shit.
If anything,
when
I was growing up, there was Pearl Jam, and that's what I needed. I didn't need any more Pearl Jam.
Oh my god, it's all.
That's all it was.
I hate all of it. I'm an adult now, and I'll gladly say I hate all of it.
Yeah.
All that.
Exactly.
All of it.
Yeah, but if that. I wish that 90s rock would have stayed because I would have had a career.
I am. Do it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I can do this. Ready?
Yep. Do it. Give me your best fucking marble mouth.
Here we go.
Kev's just shaking.
Well, I'm one old man. And hell, I can't. Oh, hell.
When did Scott Stapp show up? This is crazy.
Well, hey guys.
Sadly enough, the real Scott Stapp could show up because he's got nothing going on right now.
Well, I got some.
You guys got a place I can stay.
I've got some things lined up.
That's what I hate. There's a station here in the DF Dubs called 102.1 The Edge. I'm sure The Edge exists in all sorts of. It's part of that like iHeartRadio family of stations and shit.
Shitty guitars from you too.
Yes. And they play like a lot of like new music, like not new alternative hits, or what you want to call them, right? Like some good
stuff.
That's
what they're supposed to play.
That's what they are supposed to play. That is the whole point of that
but
fucking
they have,
station.
They've turned into a 90s classic channel.
Not even classic, man. Like, I can only listen to Stained so many fucking times.
Hey.
So it's either Stained, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nirvana, or like mm-hmm. or Third Eye Blind or whatever. Like, it's just always the same fucking bands over and
gets,
over.
It gets
over,
the blood over, pumping.
No, it doesn't. But if you mean by it makes me fucking rageful as shit.
So every time you bring up John Mayer, I'm just going to fucking just find that music.
Like, because they'll play it, like, literally, they'll play something by, like, was it 21 Pilots? Something good.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
so
I love
new and good,
love
that different, album. Awesome. And then they'll immediately follow it up with, like, seriously, Stained. I live, like, 3 minutes from my buddy Ed's. I go over there a lot, watch TV and stuff with him. I one night went over there, and it was Stained. It was that fucking shit-ass song of theirs. So I get there, and I'm walking, I was like, dude, guess what was playing on the radio? And he was like, what, Sex and Candy by my Marcy Playground or whatever the fuck they're called? And I was like, no, not this time, though. They play that song a fucking ton, too. It was that fucking Stain song. And he's like, ha, 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 that sucks to be you. Driving home, 3 hours later, they're playing it again.
Like, it's almost like they've never left.
Yeah. And then literally the next night, because I think I went over on a Tuesday to watch Flash and then Arrow on a Wednesday, drove over the next night, and it was playing again. And I was just like, what the fuck, Edge? Get some new goddamn music. It's your whole fucking point.
Speaking of Edge, have you guys heard about this whole downplaying in Star Wars universe? So Disney is trying to downplay record-shattering box office predictions, which everyone is predicting this thing is going to just fucking wreck shit everywhere. Yeah. And everybody knows it's going to happen, but they're estimating, a lot of people are estimating a $300 million weekend. And 300 million, and they're estimating 170.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, it's good to lowball it just in case.
Yeah, but I mean, they've already made 50 million on pre-sales alone.
Yeah.
Off of one fucking day. Not one day, one weekend pre-sales. So,
well,
there was some stuff that was saying it was going to make what somewhere 185 to 210. Three, is that worldwide? Some optimistics. Okay, I saw like a couple weeks ago they were talking about like they're expecting upwards to 500 million opening weekend.
Dude, I would not be surprised if it. I would say 500 million is kind of stretching it. I would say 300 million is more realistic. I really think it's gonna hit that.
I think maybe not. I don't know, man. So
they're
gonna
say get
yes also, but I think it'll make. I think it'll hit 500 within the first week.
Oh yeah. I will tell you, I know it's going to hit 300 million because personally, I'm going to put $30 into this myself that opening weekend. And I plan on seeing it three times.
Yeah. I was supposed to go see it. My buddy Dave gets in town like the night before. He's from, you know, he lives in New York, whatever. He's coming in the 16th. He didn't book his flight until after we'd already purchased our tickets. So he's not going with us the night of. But like, I was like, oh shit, like, I can't get off work the next day. Let's all go like Saturday, Sunday morning. Like, let's go do it, or even Monday morning. I'm off all the next week. And so my buddy Ed, my buddy Caleb, and Dave are all going fucking Friday morning. those fucking dickweeds. Like, we've seen all the other movies together, and they're like, we're going to go Friday. Like, you fucking assholes. Come on.
Come, please.
Come on.
Why?
Well, my fault, you assholes didn't buy your own tickets in time. Shit.
You see that Steven Spielberg even saw the movie 3 times already?
No.
Yeah, he said that this is going to be the biggest movie of all time.
Oh, bullshit. I hate when people say that.
I bet it will be, though.
It will? I think it will. How can it not?
It's not going to be bigger than the original trilogy.
Dude, money-wise, like, it's... this
well,
thing
money-wise, because, yeah, that was $1970 to $2015.
Well, this is... it's still make, like, even the original trilogy still makes tons of fucking cash.
Yeah.
But... I mean, don't take it out of context. He isn't saying it's going to be the greatest movie. He just said it's going to be the biggest, moneymaker wise.
Mm-hmm.
And so I agree.
I see it.
But he's seen it 3 times. How? Fuck, 3 times like already.
Yeah. I want to throw it to the chat real quick, guys. Let us know what you think in the chat who are watching this live stream. You think it's going to make 500 million? You think it's going to be the biggest movie of all time? I want to know what you guys think. Let us know.
Don't overbid.
Don't overbid.
Oh shit.
Don't underbid.
Always
whoever gets
under.
Whoever gets closest is going to win a all-inclusive paid trip to see Doug's bedroom.
Yeah.
No one's going to play now.
Everyone's going to play.
I don't want to play with you guys anymore.
let's see. I guess it's being announced right now that the new Alien movie is going to be the first in a trilogy. So Prometheus doesn't count anymore as a film in the trilogy.
It was pretty bad.
I'm so fucking confused. So now, this was called Prometheus 2. Now it's called Alien Covenant. And now it's a new trilogy. So Prometheus is going to be kind of pushed to the side with a broom.
Yeah, that sucks.
So there's that.
I mean, the Neil Blomkamp one getting pushed aside. That's the heartbreaker right there.
Yeah, for sure. Ryan says it's going to make $50 million opening weekend.
Underbid. He's
hey,
underbid.
We know it's going to make that.
You know what I say?
$1. $1. It's going to make at least $1. Solid. Scribble says, but wouldn't the new movie be depending on the success of the original trilogy to be even more successful?
Exactly.
It is, because they're building nostalgia into this whole thing, right? So
yeah, especially with getting the original, like, three actors.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of this, is not only are they progressing the story... they're telling a new one. They're also introducing new characters for us to fall in love with, but they're also preying on our old memories and our love for it to. I mean, that's why there's so much appeal, and it's kind of like what they did with Battlefront. They don't have all the full features in that game, but the nostalgia makes you almost fucking love it, despite that fact. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
can we talk about Battlefront some more, real quick?
They've got a lot of features in Battlefront. I don't know. I'm actually pretty impressed with it.
Hold on. I've got some gripes with fucking Battlefront.
Here we go.
Wait. Let's get through some more news. We'll get to Battlefront.
I want more heroes.
We're so hyped.
I just want more heroes. The 3v3 is just, like, not enough, man. Where's Chewie? No? Fuck is Chewie?
Where's Dirk Diggler?
Where is Dirk Diggler?
He comes
out. Detective.
He's a hero. he's on roller fucking skates. Hey guys, what's going on?
Did Mark Wahlberg just come in?
Oh hey, what's up, Kevin? Haven't seen you in a long time. Okay.
I told my mother you said hi, by the way.
Oh good. I love your mother. Tell her I said hi again. Okay. Listen, I really love this new Star Wars game. I want to be in it. I want to throw my fucking lightsaber around, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Try some wall boogers. Bye.
Later, Mark.
Oh shit! Did my friend show up?
Yo.
Oh, hey guys, it's Robert Downey Jr. I'm here, Mark Wahlberg here.
Fuck! Night of a Million Celebrities over here.
Wow.
That's the episode of the title, or the title of the episode.
I didn't know everyone was gonna be here.
Christopher Walken, didn't we kick you out before?
I don't know where I am.
He's drunk again.
I'm lost. It's crazy. Anyways, do you guys care about this next story?
The Gremlins one?
Or do we move on?
We're talking about Gremlins?
The short story of it, Gremlins 3 apparently is going to be a sort of not a reboot, but a like Jurassic World type thing.
A continuation, but ignoring the other movies in between.
Which was Gremlins 2.
So one movie.
Yes.
So we're going to
forget about
that.
Technically, I guess Jurassic World did acknowledge the fact that Jurassic Park 2 took place because one of the people has Ian Malcolm's book that I think they reference a couple of times in Jurassic World on the desk next to his computer, the dude with all the dinos. Yeah, this Chaos Theory book, which was I think from the second movie.
Yeah, because he became successful. No, didn't he become successful?
Well, he was already a mathematician, but I don't think he had a book yet. In fact, I think in the actual book itself, he like had become famous because he wrote about his experience on the island, along with like Grant and stuff. They all wrote books about like, this is what the fuck happened. This shit was fucking scary. And also, and Grant was more like, dinosaurs, motherfucker.
just like that one dude.
I want a book named that title now. Or a movie. That would be incredible. Dinosaurs, motherfucker.
Yeah. So essentially Gremlins 3 is going to... Yeah,
can you imagine... Can you imagine the fucking... Like, if you had a lead character... what's his name? Terry Crews... With that fucking minigun that he had in Expendables, and he just fucking walks up and he's like, "Dinosaurs, motherfucker!"
Did he have a minigun? I thought he had a shotgun. It was like one of those automatic shotguns.
No, in the second one, he walked through with a giant fucking just a giant fucking minigun on his
a giant
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Oh, I wasn't sure what gun you were talking about before, but now I'm pretty fucking positive.
It's not the minigun, but it's the
Yeah, it's totally that. It was
cool.
That.
I'm glad that we got that.
I would love Obama's to see that movie. Oh man. Okay, hold on. Before we move on, let's fan cast Dinosaurs, motherfucker. So Terry Crews as the lead, who surprisingly dies in the first 10 minutes,
but he comes back as a dinosaur.
Oh my god. And that's why he has the tagline.
Yeah. And then because somebody else walks up and goes, "What is that?" And then you just see the dinosaur look over and he's like, "Dinosaur motherfucker."
Yeah.
And then you hear the old Spice theme in the background.
He's still got a fucking minigun, the dinosaur does.
Power. Dinosaur.
Yeah, we just described a fucking deodorant commercial.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. That would totally be an All Spice commercial. But wait, I wonder who else is in the movie. Who's the female lead in this movie?
You gotta have one, right?
We immediately went with Terry Crews because it was duh.
Duh. I think you gotta go with
choose wisely.
Emma Stone.
The chick from Parks and Recreation who is always bored all the time.
Oh, Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, Aubrey Plaza would be a good one.
Hi, guys. Dinosaurs.
Yeah. Like, she's just like, whenever a dinosaur is coming up to kill her, she's just like, whatever. Kill me, I guess. Whatever.
Stupid.
Yeah. Like, can we please? Is there a Waffle House around here?
I also want a Lonely Island in it, so I want Andy Samberg and Yorma,
and whoever else is in Lonely Island.
Yorma.
Yeah, and the other three guys.
And Akiva. Don't act like I don't know who they are.
Can we also get Aziz Ansari?
Yes.
Yo, man, dinosaurs, man.
Yeah.
It's got to be a comedy.
Oh, shit. Dinosaurs. His little high sticky voice that he does. Hold on, what does he say? It's so old. I'll bring all the ladies from the dawn of man and back. What? I guess he's talking Dino Spice. Sorry, I'm reading.
Yeah, because like chat. No one young uses Old Spice. At least
I use it.
Like the original scent.
Use a lot of their other stuff though.
I use Head and Shoulders with Old Spice, and it smells fucking delicious.
Product placement, everybody. Product placement.
Yeah. Also,
this episode is not brought to you by.
Also, I use deodorant stick. It's a triple protectant. Old Spice.
We went back to Netflix and chill now.
Okay, so let's move on. Let's move on. Okay, so CBS has called for a full season of Supergirl, and this comes on the heels of the news that Teenage Superman will be guest appearing on the show.
Flashback, I'm guessing?
Yeah, in a flashback. Are you guys yay or nay on this? Does Supergirl need Superman in order to stay on TV?
Apparently CBS thinks so.
She needs something, because she ain't doing it herself. And, like, I think they should have just did the cameos, the multiverse, or, like, the multi-people in the universe, yep. You know, with Flash and Arrow and all them.
And, in fact, on the heels of this, and I think it was just a rumor, but they, you know, okay, this whole, like, the show's being produced by the same people who do Flash and Arrow, and then, like, CBS, we're not going to have them on our show. It's our show. We're not affiliated with them. And then now the show's kind of tanking a little bit, started strong, kind of going downhill. Literally, they're like, Superman! And then immediately after that, let's get the Flash on here too! Like, there's talks that there will be a crossover episode with the Flash, possibly in season two.
Mm.
Good. That's what they need, because, I mean, the whole thing is, like, it works so well, and she can't do this on her own. And I'm not saying anything about, like, women superheroes. I just think Supergirl is a shitty show so far.
Here's what I think should happen. In the Flash, spoiler fucking central coming your way. So if you haven't fucking watched it yet, Ryan, mute the stream. I'll give you two middle fingers when I'm done spoiling this for you.
Wait a minute. Why don't you... I like the middle fingers, but why don't you add your own beeps whenever you're going to spoil something?
Ah, that's too hard. Because all I want to say is they've introduced the multiverse.
Okay,
the
I'm going to try. Okay, you talk and I'll add the beeps.
Okay, so they've introduced the multiverse. Beep. Okay, perfect. All right, so beep. Supergirl. Nope, doesn't deserve it there. Supergirl could be from one of the, like, Earth 4. Where's the beep, you ass?
I think the middle fingers would have worked better.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm done. I'm not done yet. But I think that's what they should have done. That they should take the opportunity for the next half of Flash to introduce Supergirl by having her come from one of the other, like, one of the other universes. You're a piece of shit. And I'm really excited about Legends of Tomorrow, I think, which is the new show that starts. The new trailer launched last
week. You can give your middle fingers.
Fuck. No, I'm not done. So what's going to happen is, right, okay, so other Harrison Wells is just...
I love him.
I love him too, man. I love that actor. He's great.
Yeah.
I'm done. Hey, Ryan, I'm done. Middle fingers. Middle fingers to the lobe.
So, yeah. I don't know.
So anyways, mixed reviews. I saw the first few episodes. I got bored really fucking quick. So hopefully it brings it back. I'm not interested anytime soon in that.
That's also how you could fucking introduce goddamn Batman the same way. Ah! Also.
Yeah, but you can't because you got Gotham.
That's what oh my god.
You
the
wait.
Multiverse.
Dude,
I know. You wait until he's older.
You wait until you got 8 more seasons and then you introduce the new Batman show.
8 more seasons. They are lucky if they get past season 2.
Fuck you, man. That's season 2 Gotham has been so fucking good.
But are people watching it? That's the
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why are they? So they are getting more viewers than the first season.
Yeah. Why do you think they put a fucking Batman versus Superman trailer on it tonight? They wouldn't have done that if it didn't have any views. They would have thrown it in front of fucking Flash.
The thing is, Fox is horrible with their programming. Come on, guys. We know this. It's like. That's why I'm like, oh, it's going to get canceled.
Oh, no, this one.
It's Fox.
Okay, so season 2 has taken a turn for the fuck. Like, the kill. Like, they're showing shit that you would only see on goddamn HBO. They're showing stabbings and people's heads fucking getting ripped off and blood flying everywhere.
So much fucking, man. Oh, my God.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. And there's so many titties. It got silent.
What the fuck happened? It got really quiet. Sorry, I was reading the chat over here. Scribbles wants to know, do you think they are bringing characters from the universe because they need variation, or is the female-centric superhero show not working for CBS? I think the problem is CBS.
100%
CBS. You throw this show onto the CW with Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow. Like, does every fucking night have a new goddamn superhero show? Like, bake the CW back to the WB, give them the fucking comic book shows, get rid of fucking Vampire Diaries or whatever. That can stay on CW. And, like, I think
it's not a character problem. It's not a girl character problem, because everybody's been wanting a superhero that is a woman as a lead role. It's just the writing, and it's the tone of the show. It's very campy. It's set up almost like it belongs on a Nickelodeon or the Disney Channel. That's how it's kind of written. Yeah. And so I think they just need to root it a little bit more, and mm-hmm. you know, and she acts real fucking dumb. It's a great cast, but also there's one other thing. I think everyone's tired of the same setup that Arrow and Flash have. Like, it's the same fucking formula. You know, she did start off with a military team, aka Arrow, and then now she has a group of friends in the basement of the fucking job where there's computers set up, and now they talk to her, and everyone's got an earpiece, and everyone, you know, it's the same setup.
So Arrow and Flash.
So it's the same formula, and I think you definitely need to break the mold on that mm-hmm. in order for it to be more successful, because you definitely don't think anybody from Krypton needs a super group to tell her how to, you know, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's weird.
That, and like, if she's anything like Superman, which apparently she is, it's the whole fucking point of the character. She doesn't need no fucking earpiece. She can hear you.
Yeah,
she's got super hearing. She can hear you from space.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Like, I guess maybe they need to hear her, right? So yeah. She's got a mic somewhere. But for the most part, she should just be like fucking zooming around all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know how we'd break the mold. What we just said. No, none of the superhero team shit that we've seen on Flash and Arrow that's already been done. Yes, she should have friends that should know her secret, but she doesn't need a fucking team telling her, like, hey, there's a bank robbery on 34th Street.
She should just hear that shit.
That's right. She should just know. She should just know.
All right, let's move on to a little bit of gaming news.
Yes.
We have some pretty cool info coming out of Sony. So last week it was announced that this modder was making an application that would be able to remote play on Windows and Mac. He was going to charge $10 for the work. Well, Sony obviously...
Remote play is PS4, by the way.
Yeah, PS4. Remote play PS4. Sony obviously just gave him the middle finger, because they confirmed an official PS4 remote play app for Windows and Mac coming soon. And so it's going to be fucking rocking. The latency is zero. And I'm guessing that you would have to have a wired connection to achieve that. Wi-Fi exactly. Obviously is going to drop some packets. But it looked fucking, you know, if you looked at the unofficial app, it looked superb. And I would love that. I can't wait. This obviously means, here's another thing. Even if you don't if you don't care about the remote play, that means Sony's going to probably have to release official drivers for the PS4 controller to work on the PC. And so anybody who's been yearning to use their PS4 without downloading a third-party app, there you go.
It's interesting, too. I mean, I'm surprised it took them this long to make it, in all honesty, because the Vita has been it's had remote play features since the launch of the PS4. So, I mean, I'm surprised it took them this long to kind of credit it over to PC. I think the thing that pushed them over the edge was the fact that the Xbox One, with the latest update, was
with
able
Windows
to...
10. Well, and the other thing, too, is that they had something for you to buy, right? It was $100. It was called the PlayStation TV. And if you wanted to hook it up to anywhere else, on your PC monitor, anywhere, that's what you bought. But now it's $29 and it's not selling still. And I have one sitting here, and it only puts out a 720p signal. And so if you get a direct remote play, it's supposedly going to be 1080p.
Nice.
And I mean, that's better, right? And it's going to be awesome.
I mean, that makes a huge difference, 720 and 1080. I mean, at least to a lot of gamers, you know, just like the whole 60 frames a second debacle. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if it works out the way they want it to, it's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be fantastic. Awesome. I'm going to love it.
It's going to be awesome.
I mean, totally using it. When I go to the bathroom, we play it. Wait, I don't
know. I'm going to put a TV in my bathroom so I can play it remotely. Xbox One is getting maybe some more backwards compatibility. There's been an engineering lead who has said original Xbox games on the Xbox One, nothing is impossible. Are there that many games, though, on the original Xbox that you would want to play on the Xbox One?
I don't know. Doug, you want to chime in on this one?
I'm thinking, like, okay, so what... Oh, fuck, what is even original?
Like, Mech Assault? Mech Assault.
Because, like, you know, I want to play the original Halo. Good news, you already can.
Yeah, it's already been... all the great ones have been remade.
Anybody in the chat?
Fable.
Xbox original games.
Fable. But that's been remade.
Fable's been remade.
Fable's been remade, yeah. Fable Legends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, there's nothing really... what was Crimson Saga Lagoon or no? What was that?
No, we're talking.
Yeah, high def. Those are original. Those are 360. Which those
I would love
will
to see those. Yeah.
Let's see. I would love
KOTOR.
To,
yeah,
KOTOR. Okay, KOTOR.
But
sure.
That's been remade too.
Was that not up-res? Did they not do that? I know. Nope. Yeah, I played
Panzer
on PC,
Dragoon.
Right?
Thank you, Ryan.
Panzer
Dragoon is underrated.
Yeah, there's not a lot that I can think of that you would actually want to bring over.
God, I would pay money for them, for BioWare to do Mass Effect Trilogy on the next gen system.
I told you, man, that I think they're going to do it. I think
there's been talks about it for a bit now, especially with them working on 4. There's been talks that right before 4 comes out that they're going to release all of them for the next gen consoles.
Yeah, that's
Mass
been
Effect
a major,
Andromeda.
That's been a major leak that they assets were leaked that for the remakes.
And there's they just released a couple weeks ago. If you have a PC and you have KOTOR, they released a huge update for that fixed the you can now play out of 4.3. You could do full screen.
No, that was KOTOR 2, not KOTOR 1.
Was it? I thought it was KOTOR 1.
I thought it was KOTOR 1 2. Get it? 1 2.
Goddamn. No, that was KOTOR 2 on Steam. There was a huge update on that. It made it 1080p, which is hilarious because it's like shitty polygons. But they just added a lot more features as they ported it over to Mac and Linux, I think. And so they actually updated it. Since it was done by a different company, it wasn't really done by BioWare. It was done by Obsidian. I think maybe Obsidian put some love into it. Who knows?
Now, there's talks, though, that, like, some of that, though, because there's been talks that, like, you know, KOTOR 1, I guess, is going to be done. I thought that was one that was on originally, but that we should be seeing possibly a new KOTOR game and or these being ported to the new systems.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We'll see. I mean, you know, there's all this talk about, like, oh, they're finally going to bring Day of the Tentacle. They're going to revamp that and bring it out, and it's going to be new. And, like, the original Sam and Max, like, LucasArts is just going, like, hey, we have Disney money now. Let's just fucking do it all over again.
Let's see. If you do get them on Steam and they do go on sale. Now, I want to see what you guys... Okay, so we're wrapping up the Flash sales, the
exploration
sale. And
actually, we'll be done probably by the time you hear this.
Yeah, by the time you hear this. So I want to see what your guys' thoughts and our listeners' thoughts. What are your thoughts of the new style that they're doing? So no daily deals, no Flash sales. It's all just... one price throughout the entire sale. Yay or nay? I personally really loved checking every day at noon what the new Flash sales were going to be. It got me excited about buying stuff. It made me buy more stuff because I was just like, fuck, this is 90% off. I'm buying it now.
Exactly. Yeah. I loved it. A couple years ago, they did the, it was like 8-hour Flash sales, right? So I had an alarm set for like 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. or whatever the fuck, I guess it's 12 hours, whatever it was. And yeah, I check that fucking every fucking time. And then you check at noon because they've just redone the daily 24-hour sales. Plus, there's the voting sales where you got to vote on what went on sale next. Like, most of my games that are in my fucking library right now are from those sales. And while I did buy about 3 games, I guess, on this sale, like, yeah, I kind of missed that. Like, because I checked once and you kind of just buy everything at once and then you're kind of done for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess it makes it more fair. Like, oh, I missed that sale when it was $2. Now it's not anymore. But like,
yeah, but
like, that's the fucking point.
But they on the last day of the sales, they always have that, you know, the best sellers come back with the great discounts again. So, you know, you can get it. You have the last chance for 24 hours to pick up that $2 game. Now just like, well, you know, if you want to pick it up, I guess.
I mean, I agree, High Def, by the way, that, you know, there is Green Man Gaming. There is any deal. Is there any deal? But people are lazy. We know this. And if Steam would just keep it the way they were, I thought it was great. I'm on the same page with Doug there that I would set my alarms. I'd wake up at 4 in the morning to vote and see what's on sale. I would just get so excited for that stuff. And this sale this year, I saw the initial stuff and I was like, you know, cool. I guess I'll pick it up or whatever. I picked up whatever I wanted, like, you know, yesterday. And I just didn't really, there wasn't that urgency.
Yeah, like I was sitting there, even tonight, I'm like, well, I mean, I guess I could pick something. Even though normally I'd be like, yes, fucking buy, buy, buy. Right now I'm just like, I mean, if I don't pick it up, I don't pick it up, you know? I'm just like, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I guess it's the urgency. Right? Yeah. It's exactly what it is. It's the, oh shit, this is 90% off for four hours. Like, I got to buy it now. Like, I would literally, on my phone, like, buy a lot of games because I wouldn't be near my computer to buy them or whatever. I'd just be like, oh shit, gotta buy this game, it's on sale.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's what they come down to. And now you get excited because you'd anticipate what's coming. You're like, and they'd have like Steam threads and Reddit, you know, they're like, all right, what do you think is gonna be next? Or, you know, all that shit. Or group votes and all that. I thought that was really fun.
The voting was the best part.
Yeah, I loved voting. Even if it was for games that I didn't even want, I was like, I gotta fucking vote.
You gotta vote because you gotta get that point to get that fucking trading card, man. You gotta get those trading cards so you can fucking turn it into like a badge. You gotta get that fucking badge, man.
Yeah.
And then if you had some leftover cards, you could sell them for a buck or two and then buy another fucking game.
Yeah. Like, God forbid you get a foil card, then you could sell that for probably a game.
Yeah.
It was fun, and I really liked what they did last year, by the way, with the whole groups. I know a lot of people were against it, but I thought it was fun. The fact that, you know, like, remember everyone got put into a particular group, like red, purple, and whatever, and throughout the 10-day sale, people won, people lost. But it was cool because it brought a community together because everyone's working together and shit, and it was cool watching the numbers go and everything.
It brought a bunch of people who paid for the fucking change team coins to everyone just change to the fucking right team and like reap the rewards. Like, oh look, red team's winning because everyone's on fucking red team today.
I didn't like
I never
that.
Did any of the change teams. I was purple all the way to the end.
Yeah, I think I was pink all the way.
I think I was pink also.
Team pink, there you go.
Team pink, I think we won once out of the entire sale.
Exactly. But red won like six times. But again, you see, it's like, well, everyone just fucking jumped ship. They're like, oh, team green's winning, moving over.
Yeah. But it was fun because I have coworkers, and High Def's one of them, where we were like, what team are you at? Oh, you on my team? All right, cool. You know, and shit like that. It was awesome, you know?
Oh, I just thought High Def was like just some random ass person watching this. This is no more fun. Just kidding. Just kidding, High Def. We love you. Thanks for watching. By the way, if you're listening in, we do have a chat going on with some people watching us on Twitch. So
yeah.
If you guys like this, we'll do this more. I don't know. I just want to test it out tonight. I love streaming. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. GameStop. Let's wrap this show up here on the last thing here. Last week, we talked about GameStop and how they said that what did we say? They didn't care about our digital
They said that
they were disappointed because of the sales of all the major releases during this Christmas season so far. And one reason is because digital sales is still fucking moving up. And they also said that digital sales don't matter. Well, 7% of an increase for over last year fucking says it does. Not only that, that's only a small portion. We already saw that EA says that its digital sales doubled over last year.
For sure.
And so it's there. It's coming. Do something. Do something about it.
I'm trying to think of the last physical copy of a game I bought.
Me too.
That was like a disc.
I can't think of one. I'm looking around.
I'm guilty of all of those.
Yeah. I mean, you, Kev, you said
I get the collector's editions.
Yeah, you get it.
You sent me like Last of Us and stuff for the PS4. That was a hard copy, but I didn't buy it. I'm literally trying to think what the last physical copy of a game was.
Mine was
GTA 5 for the Xbox One.
I bought one for Colin. I bought him Skylanders. That was a disc.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it had to because you had to get the little gaming piece for it.
Yeah.
I was going to say High Def's talking about space problems. That was the thing that really kept me from buying digital, but you know, I upgraded my hard drive and they're starting to finally come around with the deals. You know, we were always complaining, you know, a $60 game shouldn't be $60 if you're buying it digitally because they're saving so much on production.
Yup. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, you're not buying a case. They don't have to ship anything anywhere. They're not packaging, all that stuff. Yeah, digital should always be cheaper. Like, you see that with movies where you can literally buy a brand new fucking movie digital copy for $8.99, depending on where you buy it from, right? Like Amazon or iTunes. I mean, often some are like way more expensive because Disney is like a douchebag and they gotta make their dough, I guess, somehow. Because they're, you know, fucking poor. But, you know, a lot of times you'll see movies that are, like, yeah, super fucking cheap. $4.99 for a digital copy of some movie. I mean, like, you literally buy a fucking Blu-ray, and they give you the DVD version and the digital version because it costs them nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I think I don't mind them selling at a $60 price as long as, say, 4 to 6 months later they drop it to $49.99 or $39.99. I think they initially have to recoup. Games are getting so expensive that it's a $200 million budget on some of these things, that these AAA titles. Now, I do like some games, I do feel it's bullshit because Deadpool, they're re-releasing Deadpool on the console and they're charging a full $60 even though it's a fucking done game.
I think it's 50.
Is it 50? Like, yeah. The game's been out, it's done, like they haven't remastered it. They're just reselling it digitally for 50 bucks. That right there is bullshit. Stuff like that really pisses me off, but I don't mind paying a full $60 price tag to, if it's something I'm really passionate and I really like. And yes, you know, High Def brings up a good point. Not all games need to be 60. Very true. That's why I love the indie community. You get gems like what we're going to play next, Rocket League. It's only going for 20 bucks with a ton of free DLC.
I think it's 13 right now.
13 bucks right now. If you don't have it, you should.
Which is about to end.
So, but yeah, I do think that they do need to come down in price and have deep, you know, discounts like Steam does. But hey, who am I? I don't run this shit. I just talk about it on the microphone and complain.
Yeah,
Overwatch does seem very reasonable at 40 bucks. By the way, did you guys get into the Overwatch beta?
No,
I did, and I could not get. I got so overwhelmed.
Overwatch or because Battleborn was the one that threw me off.
No, I got Overwatch. That's one by Blizzard, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I got into that, and so I got onto the character select screen, and they already have like fucking 30 characters to choose from, all with different abilities, and I went, I'm out.
Yep. Yeah.
I was like, I'm done. I was like, I can't fucking do this, man. Like, I am now 34 years old. I do not have time to fucking sit here and figure out every single character. I just want... I was going to bring this up as a question, and this is a good time for that. Do you guys... I know Doug looked at... He was watching me play Fallout 4. And I know that we all have GTA 5 and all this. How much time are you willing, as we're getting older, to dedicate to a game now for, like, a single-player experience? Is it like...
It depends on the game, man.
Well, I know, but like, is it okay? So, say it's Tomb Raider, right? And you know it's going to be over in 10 to 15 hours, and it's an enjoyable game, and you really love it, and it's great and wonderful. I think I beat the first one, and I think it was like 16 hours.
Yeah, the first one's pretty quick. I think the second one's supposed to be longer, and of course, it's all the extra shit you can do. I think I put 24 hours into the first game.
As we were younger, we could sit there all day and like have no worries, but.
Yeah.
As you get older, obviously responsibilities, kids, wives, all that shit. Do you get more enjoyment knowing that you can finish this game within a reasonable amount of time? Or do you enjoy a game where it's like The Witcher 3, where you know you can soak in 200 hours into it?
I go back. It depends on the game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it didn't take me long to finish Uncharted. That only took me like... not long. It went 8 hours, maybe, mm-hmm.
8, 10
of
hours,
gameplay. Yeah. But I'm really excited to get into Witcher 3 because I know it's going to take me forever to play it because I know there's a lot of content for it and there's a lot of different things to do. It just depends. It will take me 5 years to finish that game because I don't have the time anymore. Too much shit to play.
If you're into the game and into the story and into the game mechanics, then yeah, I mean, you can play it forever. Look at Destiny. I mean, Destiny had no story, at least the first year. Had no story whatsoever, yet I put in 200 hours into it. I had unapologetically put in all that time. It's if you're into the game and you've got that, you know, you can, if it gives you a reason to come back for more, yeah, definitely. You know, you feel accomplished and everything, but I'll put a lot more time into Destiny than I should have, you know.
I find my truth, and this is the, I mean, I love the whole experience of a whole world being wrapped around me and everything, and I love the, as much as I loved, as I love like Fallout 4, I think I would prefer a kind of Mass Effect story where it pushes you linear towards a ending. Just because of the fact I feel a little overwhelmed sometimes when I get into a massive game and I'm like, where is the end? I want the end. I feel
that's why I didn't play like Skyrim. Like I played Skyrim, but I did not put in the time to beat that game because it was just too much. I got to a point where I was just like, I can't fucking do this. Everyone's about to see this chat. Whoever just sent something.
I just sent.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Hey, well, before we go, I mean, this is a little curveball here. Thursday is the Game Awards. Do you guys want to take some predictions on who's going to win what?
Man, you know what? I think that let's do a. I think we should do a separate stream for that. What do you think?
Sure.
Well, I mean, like, you know, because we could sit down and really spend some time with this and maybe get to other people's opinions on it and see, you know, get some people involved, and maybe we could throw away. Maybe on Thursday night we could do a stream live while the show is going and then maybe give some games away based on predictions.
That's a good idea. What do you guys think?
People in the chat.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Well, they're guys, on a delay, so that's why you have to.
I also, we need to end soon.
My
sleigh fuel is working its way through my body right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid if we don't hurry, there may be a puddle on my floor.
Oh, that's a different type of stream.
Are you gonna be dripping kids off at the pool?
No, not gonna be dripping kids off at the pool. Although it was a lot of coffee. Oh my gosh.
Well, I guess we could wrap it up. But you guys who are in the stream, if you want to stick around, we are gonna play some Rocket League live.
That's right.
We're gonna probably stop this stream to make some adjustments to the audio settings with my microphone and all that fun stuff. But stay on the channel. We'll be back to play some goddamn Rocket League.
Yep, and Hot Charles may make an appearance.
Yes.
And by the way, yeah, when it comes down to it, I'm throwing my prediction out there, though. Definitely. I would say Witcher 3,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's going to
win. Without a doubt. If anything wins, it's going to be a goddamn upset, and there will be riots in the streets of Chicago.
And Canada, Toronto.
Riots in the streets of Chicago. All right, no, enough of that.
And so, yeah, I think that Witcher 3... Listen... It's the only game of the year that shipped without major bugs, right? So, anyways, let's end the show. I am Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And they're still speaking on penis microphones.
Oh, God damn it, you piece of shit.
Why is mine so small?